Welcome, welcome, welcome. How many of y'all glad you made it to 2014? You're here. You're here. We're talking about two essential things today. We're hitting the center point. And it's good to see every one of you here. I see a lot of our guests. I see a lot of people. How many of y'all want to live out Christ in an exciting, bold way this year? I mean, you know God's got something in store that's beyond your understanding, and you're going to go ahead and embrace it. We're going to talk about the first thing to make this church work, to make this work. And if you're a guest here today, you have come in the right time. In fact, if you're looking for a church, I encourage you to hang out in January. In January, we go through exactly what we're about here at Hillview. And here's the cool thing here at Hillview. We're not real confusing. These are the things we believe in. This is the way we like. If you like it, come and be a part of us. And if you don't like it, we'll find you another church. Okay, it's real clear here. It really is. But we got three things that we're always about doing. And the first one, we call it the big C. We want to connect people to Jesus Christ. We want you to know today, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, He would like to have one with you. How many of y'all are committed to that message right here? Come on, come on, come on. Bring it up a little. I want to thank you. You know what? Y'all aren't just clapping. Y'all have actually been a part of it. You've actually been a part of it. Last year, now the associational year is different than just a year. In 2013, over 600 people confessed their faith in baptism in 2013 from our Hillview churches, okay? That's awesome. That's Glasgow. That's down on Main Street. That's in a lot of different places, amen? A lot of different people. That's what it's about. Now you go, you say, well, Pastor Harris, is that a big deal? That's a big deal. And I say even more so. If it helps you, we are affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention. I usually say it this way, loosely affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention. And here's the deal. Guess what? Right now, it's horrible. How many of y'all have ever seen something horrible? I mean, it's horrible. Kind of remind me of that poor Ohio State game where Jamie lost again this year in the bowl game. Horrible for him. It was horrible. But you know what? This is horrible. The average Southern Baptist church, 5 baptisms a year. That ought to gasp you. Let me throw you some things into crazy. This is just so you know, because I get tired of hearing this. I get tired of hearing this from my colleagues. All Pastor Ayers thinks about is people getting saved. Duh. Yes. You know why them boys think like that? Not many of them played sports. You know what an offensive coordinator thinks about every day of his life? If you're playing football, offensive coordinator, guess what they think about every day of their life? They think about one thing every day of their life. Guess what it is? Scoring. Thank you. They think about scoring. Their ultimate goal is scoring. If you're in sales, what are you thinking about every day of your life? If you're married, what are you thinking about every day of your life? Her. True or false? If you got kids, what are you thinking about every day of your life? How many of you parents have ever had a day you just say, I ain't thinking about my kid today? Now, I didn't ask you how many of you wished you had a day you didn't have to think about your kid. But once you get them, guess what? They're there, and even when they leave, they're still here. Even when they go on, they're still what? Here. Even when you get old and they get older, you still think about what? Now, here's what I want you to know. Jesus thinks about you. Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus has died for you. Jesus has risen in you. We just sang a song. I will what? Now watch this. Here's the truth in here. Some of you will. Let me tell you who will rise. Everybody that's confessed their sin. Everybody that's asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them. And guess what they've done? They said, Lord, I want to be forgiven. And guess what Jesus said? You will be. You are. Now I come. And He fills us with the power of the Holy Spirit. And now we get to live in a full and abundant life. Now some of you are going, Pastor, it can't be that easy. It wasn't. He had to die. Here's what you don't understand. You can't do that. You know why? We as messed up as a Slinky. How many of y'all remember Slinkies? Some of y'all were very, very young children. I know when the commercial came out. It's a Slinky, a wonderful magical toy. Some of you were there at the creation of a Slinky. I had a Slinky when I was a kid. They used to walk down the steps. Y'all remember that commercial? They walked down, boom, boom, big old spring-looking thing. I don't know about y'all, but Slinkies caused me problems. because my slinky got tangled up. Let me tell you something. Only God can untangle a slinky. I'm serious. Only God can untangle our lives out of sin. Does that make sense? So Hillview, I want to welcome you to something. I want y'all to do something. We're going to do something today. It's all out in January. It's going to be full bore. If you don't like a lot of energy, you don't like it loud, you don't like it exciting, you don't like it crazy, I'll see you in February. If you like it, I mean, we're going to bring it. Now, I know today most of y'all are worried about that we're going to have some sort of snow. I just want you to know that I've lived in Bowling Green, Kentucky all my life. That's been a longer time now than I can imagine. And guess what? Been snowed in one time. So don't panic about that. You're going to be all right. Is it going to get cold? Yes. So all y'all that believe in global warming, tomorrow I want you to wear your shorts out in the morning and stand out there and tell me how the world's heating up, all right? By the way, just a sideline, life is funny. How many of y'all read the story about the scientists that went to Antarctica to go prove that there was global warming and got stuck in the ice? Now, this is the world I live in today. What's this? Common sense has totally left the building. People don't think anymore. People don't reason anymore. And what's this? There's people out there that think we can have billions and billions and trillions and zillion dollars of debt, and the country's just going to go on and be happy, merry all the time. And here's why. Because they are limited to a day. We're going to talk about God, and we're going to get excited about it. We got to do a little practice today. They are limited to this kind of understanding. Well, as long as my day's all right, then I'm all right. No, that's a con job. Watch this. Here's the power of God's grace in your life. First of all, let's describe God. Let's give God a description. This is a great word to describe God. Always. How many of y'all are glad to know that God is always? If you don't mind, look at your neighbor and go, always. Put a little groove in it now. Always. God is always. Watch this. He's always been here. He's always present. He's always loving. He's always on the healing side. God is always bringing life. God is always going to be here. You and I are not going to always be here. Amen? Now, at the 8 o'clock service, guess what? Watch this. In every service, can you? Now, listen, I don't want to be morbid. I just want to be factual so you'll get on with living your life. How many of y'all realize that some people will not? This is the last New Year's celebration. They just had their last one. Some of you are going, is it me? I don't know. Because if I knew, I'd buy stock in a drug company with anti-anxiety drugs and I'd be a billionaire. If you knew when you were leaving, all you'd do is be what? Worried. A lot of you are worried enough and you don't even know when you're leaving. It's to live in the moment, but to allow the always God to get in our moment. Does that make sense? God is always present. God is always loving. God is always bringing life. God is always, and you and I are for some time. I know I've been born. Guess what I don't know? My ticket has been punched. I know the punch date. I arrived in April the 30th, a long time ago, when Kennedy was shot. Born then. And then guess what? I'm still living, so I'm still arriving. Does this make sense? So if you don't mind, if you just lean over with your neighbor, you know what I'm talking about? Lean somebody close to you and say, hey, I'm still arriving. Just go ahead and tell them that. I'm still arriving. Come on. Talk among yourselves. Don't sit and stare. There's 130 churches you could have gone and stared at somebody today. This one you're going to talk. And here's what I don't understand about you. Y'all are all young. A lot of y'all in your 40s. You, like me, you grew up in the Shush Church. How many of y'all grew up in Shush Church? Yeah, me too. I mean, I wanted to talk. I wanted to interact. I'd be asking questions. How's that guy know? Shh. Shh. How many of y'all, that's all y'all heard at church? Shh. I've shared this with some of y'all before. Y'all know why my ears are so little? They thumped them during worship services when I was, they stunned their growth, thumping my ears. Shh. Well, I don't want a shush church. I want an interactive church because guess what? The God that is always is willing to arrive in our arriving moments. And so I want y'all to do something. I want y'all to stand up. We're going to declare. I need everybody to stand up. I need everybody to do it this time. I know some of y'all think y'all are privileged. Y'all ain't got to do it, but I want everybody to do it. Because we're going to talk about two things today that make a difference. The first one is just we're going to love God. And I want you to just stand. How many of y'all realize? I want you to look around. Go ahead and look around. You can move. Look around. Sheriff, look around. If you was arresting somebody, you'd be looking around right now. Look at here. Look around. Look around. Look around. And here's what I want you to know. One day, we will remember this because we all going to stand before God. The scripture doesn't say we're going to sit before God. It says we're going to stand before God. And guess what? Here's the hope of Hillview. I want you to get the message. Every one of y'all that is standing before God, I pray to God that you're saved. And I pray that you, amen, James. I pray this is what's going to happen to you. I want you to get the message of this church. All right? I mean, if Jesus comes up to me and says, hey, Ayers, you know old Wayne Adams? I said, Lord, yes, Lord. I mean, we're on a boat together. He's saved. I said, amen, I know he was. You know old Joe? Yeah, he's saved. I want everybody here to be saved. Y'all got that? I want you to know that's my agenda. If you go into hell, I don't want you to go to hell. Is that clear? He said, well, what are you going to do tomorrow? I pray to God that our ministry will keep people out of hell. And there's only one way I know to do that, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and body. Everything we're about. Are we perfect here in this church? If you're visiting today looking for a perfect church, you're at the wrong one. If you would like to know the two that think they're perfect, you can come see me. However, I know both their pastors, and they're not perfect either. I want you to know if you think I'm perfect, you are out of your mind. If you need perfect, or if you ever want to elevate any of our pastors, I encourage you to talk to their wives. You will immediately find that they're under the grace of God and the mercy of their wife. That's what I'm saying, man. Now, I want you to just, it says, love God with our heart, soul, mind, and body. I want you to know that God loves you no matter what you've been into, where you've been, or what you need to change. God loves you. And then he tells us number two. He says, love our neighbors ourselves. I want you to do one thing. I want you to find somebody that you don't know. And I want you to just give them a godly hug. You single guys, this is not pickup time. This is God expressing time. All right? Now, if you express the love of God and God loves it out, hey, you in the bonus. Amen? Hey. But I want you to just find somebody. I just want to say, Justin, man, I want to tell you, God loves you. Amen. He loves you. And we're going to have a great year in the love of God. Find somebody. Give them a big hug. Right now. Do it. Just give them a big hug. Everybody hug somebody. Everybody hug somebody. Everybody. Okay, freeze. Freeze. Y'all ever play tag? Freeze. Don't go back to your seat. Freeze. Now look around. Did you hear that? Did you hear what just went on in here? Okay, sit down. That's church. That's church. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 22, verse 34, the essence of who we are at Hillview. First connection point. Last year we talked about tell it. Once again, thank you for telling it. Thank you for telling people about Jesus. 600 of those people in obedience to God were baptized. They received Christ. They were forgiven by Jesus Christ. And they expressed that through baptism. Thank you for telling it. Now, here's what I want you to know. We don't quit doing one of these when another kicks in, all right? Did everybody follow me? Give me a, all right. Good, I'll move on. So we still got to tell it this year, okay? People aren't going to know about Jesus unless you tell them about Jesus. He said, well, Pastor Ayers, I just live out my life with such impeccable goodness that they recognize Jesus in me. They don't know who that is. They think it's Santa Claus. It's not about, no. You got to verbally tell people. Now, here's what I want you to know. If you tell people the truth, they're going to get mad. People get mad. They don't like truth in America. We don't like truth. We love illusions. We love lies. We like smoke and mirrors. Or at least 51% of us do. We hate truth. And when we tell the truth, it drives us out of our minds. And we go kung fu fighting. The truth is, if you have a massive amount of debt, what do you call people that have a massive amount of debt? What's the truth? Broke! What do we call people that have a massive amount of debt? Well off. We go, man, they must have a lot. They got their credit cards maxed out. They have a lot, or it appears that they have a lot for a moment. A sometimes. But guess what happens? Always comes home. Always the truth will be revealed.
Now, guess what? You all ought to be the most relaxed bunch of folks that live on the face of the globe. What is inside of you, Raj? The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We peel you apart. We get down into the essence of who you are. And the love of God is in the core of who you are as a believer. How many of y'all are excited about that? You pull me all apart. You get rid of all the stuff that surrounds me. And the bottom line is Jesus Christ loves me. Now you say, well, that's not a sophisticated message. Well, it's not a sophisticated message. I'm going to show you something. Listen, I got to destroy something that's moving in on the church, and it's such an old-fashioned thing. Let's just get over it. It didn't work the last time. You will never know God in your head. You will never know God just intellectually only. That doesn't mean intellect's not important. That doesn't mean we don't need to reason well. But we don't find God through theology. We find God through the cross and the resurrection. Jesus is a person, not a philosophy. Jesus is not a way. He is the way that became like us. He's real. He's flesh. He's human. He's God. He's a Savior. He's always. We attempt to stay focused on three things through the year. We need to be reminded of our focuses. Amen? How many of y'all need to be reminded of your focuses? Like this week, I got to get back to some practices that I need to be doing. I usually take the whole month of December off from working out. I figure, why eat and just break even? Go ahead and sin boldly and then clean it up in January. Amen? I do want to be able to at least take my shirt off in front of myself and not scare myself to death in the summer. I try to keep it covered so nobody else has to live in fear. But yeah, I got to get back to some things that I know I'm supposed to be doing. How many of y'all ever, sometimes you just got to get back to some things you're supposed to be doing. That's what I want to review today. There are three points to this church. The first one is connect. We want you to know Jesus Christ. We want your neighbor to know Jesus Christ. We want your grandmama to know Jesus Christ. We want your children to know Jesus Christ, okay? Cat and dogs, they on their own. But any person you know, we want them to know Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? So, I'm more concerned about Jesus saving people than I am saving whales. Yes. I'm more concerned about Jesus saving people than I am baby seals. I'm more concerned, watch it, but boy, the world's fascinated with saving everything that won't last. One day, baby seals won't be here. All the stuff we try to save will be gone, including your house. Guess what will happen to your house one day? Poof. And it's time for us to have some common sense. I want to live in the love of God. Amen? I want to live in the love of God. Now, for those of you that are trying to find God intellectually, I admire that. I thank God. But guess what? I'm not here to prove God exists. You'll have to decide if He does. You'll have to decide if He does. I can't prove it. You say, prove to me that there's a God. And I'm going to say, prove to me that there's not a God. And we're going to argue for the next 30 minutes, in the next 3 hours, in the next 3 decades, in the next 3 millenniums. You'll have to decide if it's real or not. I know it's real because He's changed my life. I don't live like I used to live. How many of you do not live like you used to live because you've invited Jesus Christ in your life, in your heart, in your soul, in your reality? God will heal. Now look at here. The Sadducees, they were a group of religious people. There have always been religious people. If all you are is a religious person, I personally am not impressed. If all you can tell me is, well, I grew up Catholic, I grew up Lutheran, I grew up Presbyterian, I grew up Pentecostal, I grew up Church of Christ, I grew up Baptist, I grew up Independent Baptist, I grew up funky Road Baptist, I grew up whatever it is. We got more names for stuff that doesn't matter than any other group of people. By the way, when God calls it in, He will call those who believe and those who don't believe. He's not going to say, charismatics come forth, predestination people come forth, free will people come forth. I don't know the way God's going to do it. You either believe and been changed or you deny Christ. You know what I love about the Bible? It's not complicated. And that's why it drives most of us crazy. The Bible has some real reflections to marriage. I can't explain why my wife loves me, but she does. I can't explain why she stays, but she does. There's some mysteries. People ask me, how'd your kids turn out like they turned out? God!
That's truly a miracle of God. They go, what did you do? I said, prayed. How many of y'all find your kids turn out better when you pray than when you try to fix them? And this is how gross it is today. Some of you parents want your kids to be like you. Nasty. I want my kids to be like God wants them to be. He made them. And I look at it like this. They on loan to me for 18 years. After that, God, it's you and them. And God, you need to pay for them too after that. Hallelujah. No, it's on with them. I asked Blake over. I was doing a survey with my son, Blake. He's older now, young adult, entered the business world, all that good stuff, doing his thing. And I said, Blake, how come you went on and got it done? He said, Dad, when there are no options, you find possibilities. I went, what do you mean? He said, I knew I couldn't come back home. He said, I knew I had to figure it out. So he said, when I sat in school, I knew I had to learn something because I knew eventually I had to feed myself. Simple, isn't it? We're not allowed to feed wild animals. Why? Y'all have been smoking. How many of y'all have been Smokies down there? Smokies pull up in a parking lot, and there's a big sign. Guess what it says? Don't feed the bears. Inevitably, though, there's always somebody got to break the rules. Somebody throwing an Oscar Mayer hot dog out there to the bear. Why do you not feed the bears?
They keep coming back.
Because the bears will quit feeding themselves. They'll forget they're a bear. I think we've forgotten in the church, we're followers of Jesus Christ. We're not just humans hanging out in the world, but we're followers of Jesus Christ. And Brian, guess what's inside of us? An always on God. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus hadn't changed? Jesus doesn't read the paper and go, oh, what do I do next? Jesus is not looking at the world going, oh, I'm panicked. How many of y'all realize that Jesus has already been through 2:14? He's beginning and the end. 2:14 is not Happy New Year for Jesus. It's just another year. And here's what I love about Jesus. He's going to be the same this year as he was last year in the time he started, and he's going to bring us to his grace and love. Now, let me tell you what it's about. It's about John 10:10. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life. Does that make sense? So if you don't mind, if you look at somebody close to you and go, God wants you to live, go ahead and tell them, God wants you to live. Y'all are awful slow today. God wants you to what? Live. Now, this is the essence of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came to earth not to make us religious little Christians, but to actually put heaven's life inside the earth world experience. It's available to those who will receive Christ. Now, here's what we believe at Hillview. You need to know what we believe. We are whosoever. Whosoever will repent of their sins, whosoever will receive the grace of God, they shall be saved. If you believe differently, that is your prerogative. Just don't share it with me. I don't want to hear it. Because I don't know of any human being that knows who's saved and who's not saved. I have read the Bible more than once, and our job is to preach and proclaim, not to predict nor judge. I'm going to ask you to stay out of the judging business because none of us are capable of judging another life. And those who judge other lives, guess what they do? They try to step into what only God could do. I'm asking us in 2:14 to be a church of proclaimers of grace. That we got three things on our mind. We will connect people to the cross and resurrection. Now, tell them the truth. If somebody comes up to you and says, well, I just believe there's a God. Do you think that's enough to save me? What would you all tell them? That was very weak. Go ahead and tell them with boldness. No. Now, don't tell them with rudeness, just boldness. No. No. They need to know how to be saved. Because here's what people want to tell you. Well, I go to church every once in a while, and I love God, and I give to the Boy Scouts and the Kiwanis Club, and I helped an old lady cross the street. I must be good enough to get in heaven. That ain't got nothing to do with grace. Grace is I've come to realize I'm a sinner. How many of y'all know you've sinned? How many of y'all that far along? Raise your hand if you are a sinner. Praise God. At least you're aware of that. I mean, how many of y'all, when you look at the Ten Commandments, I mean, you broke some of the big ones. You know, I've never had people. How many of y'all committed adultery? I've never had a church. Raise your hand. Especially sitting by your wife.
But every one of us have, because our minds have wandered away from where they should have been. Amen. I've told y'all this story. Even old ladies. I went to a nursing home, man. Old ladies sitting there in front of the TV, wide screen, high definition TV, watching reruns of Magnum P.I. like they had an interest in law enforcement. I heard one old lady, she's like, "Woo, that Magnum P.I. I'm like, "Baby, I thought that'd be dead by now, but it was living." We sin. Do y'all understand that? Not some of us. How many of us? Now, once you get there, you start seeing the hope of God. Now, here's what we like to do. We like to point fingers at each other. How many of y'all think somebody else's sin smells worse than yours? I mean, we'll get after drunks in the Church of the South. Now, they don't do that up north, but down south, we'll get after drunks, won't we? Right, drinking. Did you realize that drunkenness is right next to gossip? I never heard a sermon on that, because the whole church is guilty. I've never been to a church, including ours, that had Gossip Anonymous at the basement. But God knows we need it. You see, our job is to give and connect the life of God into other lives. Does that make sense? So Hillview, this is a review. For those of you that have been in Hillview, you're sitting there going, "Well, yeah, I just want you to know we hadn't changed." That this year we're going to do the same thing, connect people to Jesus Christ. That's the big C. We're going to connect them to the cross and resurrection. We're going to connect them to the community of Christ. How many of y'all are willing to welcome people? Okay, let me help you. How many of y'all, now hold on, let's check this out here. How many of y'all got a Hillview groove? Even if you've been here 3 weeks, you already got your groove. I bet you've parked similar to the same place. You walk the same way in. Listen, I got a groove. I see Vicky and Cheryl. One Sunday, I hug Vicky first. Next Sunday, I hug Cheryl. And on the fifth Sunday, I hug them both at the same time, so everything stays even. I go to this coffee bar to get my coffee at 8 o'clock, and then at the 9:30 break, I go over here and get the coffee over here. I get a big cup, and then a small cup at the end. I see certain folks. I kind of got a groove cut in. So guess what? I got to get myself out of my groove so I might see the people that God wants me to meet in His groove. Make sense? Some of y'all need to do this. Some of y'all asked me, they said, "How come we aren't in a circle?" That reason right there. Because you'd already made January circle a tradition. See what I'm saying? We do that. Hey, listen, I do. I mean, the first thing I asked, we got ready to do January worship plan. Well, I guess we're going to go in a circle. But we said, let's not go in a circle this year because everybody's gotten used to the circle. So the circle's lost its effect of making us rethink. However, I am going to ask you to do this. Walk in next Sunday a different way and just see what happens. Now, listen, as soon as you pull in the parking lot, it's going to go in automatic cruise control. I mean, it's going to be like this. You're going to be like Star Trek. Remember Star Trek when Kirk would go, gravity, you know, gravity on, boom, and it would automatically bring it in. You know what I mean? It would automatically bring it into the planet. Do you remember that? I don't know. Maybe it was during college I saw that happen, and it really didn't happen. But if somewhere, you know what I'm talking about, we get on automatic pilot with God, true or false? We walk our kids in the same way. We see the same kids every Sunday. We just kind of throw them in there. Y'all learn something about Jesus. Amen. And we come out. We're taking you to the Cracker Barrel. Y'all act up. I'm going to kill both of you. You'll need Jesus. You see what I'm saying? We get used to the same what? Groove. So I want you to ungroove yourself. That's probably not a word. Or disassociate your groove in such a way that you'll pick up God's groove and meet some new folks. So we got to welcome people constantly. Third thing is this, we're going to tell the truth here, and I want you to know right now, it makes people mad. And so just so you won't be so overly offended, if I make you mad, I don't care. I mean, I could care less. I just want you to know, so please, let's not waste email time and space in your life sending me letters that you're mad. Because really, I want to respond back like this, I don't care. Guess what you're really telling me? I think I'm the center of the universe, and God ought to change His word because it bothers me. And people that arrogant scare me. Because those are the kind of people that plunder worlds and mess up nations real bad. You see, to walk humbly before God means this. It really doesn't matter what I think. It really matters what God says. And I need to be humble enough to realize that I don't always match up to what God says. Even though I'm one of His children and I follow Him and I love Him, I don't always match up to what God says. I know that's true. How many of y'all know that's true about your own life? And don't get all alarmed about that. How many of y'all have kids? How many of y'all have children?
How many of them 100% of the time do what you ask them to do? Yours doesn't? Never. Yeah. I mean, my dad, if he was in this service, he'd go, yeah, there's an understatement. But you know what? Sometimes I didn't do what my father asked, but guess what? I can't remember one time that my father didn't always love me. And that's what it means to follow God. Two things. The Pharisees came bearing this man. They wanted to know exactly what it's about. Hillview, here's what I want you to know. That big H in our vision, you see it. Three connection points. Connect people to cross and resurrection. Connect people to the community of Christ. Welcome people. Listen to people. Love people. Before you assume who they are, listen to who they are. And then guess what? Ask God to show you. Make sense? And here's what I want you to know. Nobody here has sinned too much that you can't be saved. And then I know what you're going to flip back at me. Well, Pastor, I feel like it. Number two, I don't care how you feel. Praise be unto God. Your feeling does not dictate what God says. Isn't that awesome? The church is not built on feelings. I know some churches are built on feelings, and we've had scads of people leave at Hillview. They go, well, I just don't feel connected. Did you ever make any effort? No. Did you ever go to Bible study? No. Did you ever talk to anybody? No. Wonder why you don't feel connected. I wouldn't feel connected either if I came, sat in the balcony, and ran right before the altar was over. How do you get connected? You know, if I only spoke to my wife once a year, I wouldn't feel connected to her. Or just text her. See what I'm saying? Now, what is it about God that He wants from us? He wants us to be healthy and He wants us to be healed. So if you come in here, man, you got some places God needs to straighten up in your life. Here's what I say in the name of Jesus, let Him straighten them up. How many of y'all willing to let God heal you? And don't come ask me to heal you because I'll mess you up. I don't try to fix people anymore. I got over that. I learned my lesson on that because people are they're a bunch of slinkies. And you know what happened? When I tried to fix a messed up slinky, there was two of us messed up before the event was over. Because I felt fine, Earl, until guess what? Tried to untangle the slinky. We can't forgive each other of sin. Guess what we can do, though? We can present Jesus, who is the ultimate forgiver and lover that changes people's lives. Let Jesus do the work. Does that make sense? Jesus heals. And then the third thing is this. We want you to get better. How many of y'all want to be better this time next year than you are right now? If you don't mind, look at somebody and say, I'm going to get better. Go ahead and tell them, I'm going to get better. Come on, just tell them, I'm going to get better. Now, let me ask you a question. Are fine foods, a fine drink, is it better aged or new? Aged. Some of you said that really quick. So with those of us in Christ, we need to age in the grace of God, if you will. We need to marinate in His mercy, His grace, and His love. Let me tell you what happened. A lawyer came to trap Jesus. How many of y'all, I don't want any of the lawyers to be offended, but lawyers like to think they're smart sometimes. Would you agree with me? Not all the time, but sometimes, amen? Well, the Pharisees had given up. Jesus had just absolutely blown their little minds. And here come the Pharisees at verse 34. What's important to God is what's important to Hillview Heights Church. But when the Pharisees heard that He had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, doesn't even give his name, just gives his title, a lawyer. He came to Him and he asked Him this question to test Him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Now, there were a lot of commandments. But he asked a very pointed legal question. Which is the greatest? Jesus doesn't even hesitate. He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest. And first commandment. So guess what, Hillview? We're going to love God this year, amen? How many of y'all just need to love God? You just need to love God. You go, is God going to get me? No, He's going to save you. Is God going to throw me out? No, He's going to bring you in. Is God going to judge me? Yes, forgiven. You need God to judge you. God needs to judge you. I'm going to help you with this. We will all be judged. It's very clear in Scripture, though. I'm not the judge and you're not the judge. Let's go ahead and confess that. Tell somebody you're not a judge. Even if you are a judge, you ain't this kind of judge. Tell them, I'm not the judge. Tell them, I'm not the judge. Y'all aren't doing it. Now, how many of y'all have ever judged somebody else? Those of you with your hands up, how many of y'all have never lied? Yeah, we all do it. Now, judgment means this. That doesn't mean that you're not going to discern. There's some things that are stupid. You parents need to tell your kids that. You need to teach your kids. Don't spend more money than you make. That's smart. And God wants us to be smart. You know why some people have bad lives? They are an accumulation of awful decisions over and over again. True? If I was to ask the sheriff, he can't say this. He's probably got some kind of government regulation. But sheriff, I bet you got a name of last names that you have picked up in the last 40 years on a regular basis. Because they keep doing the same crazy thing over and over what? Again. You know why? They're being like Hank Williams Jr., living up to their family traditions. Well, here's what God does. He breaks where you come from so you can arrive where he is. Somebody hear what I just said. He breaks my stuff, my sin, my bad decisions that have arrived me at no life. And he puts grace and mercy into our lives so I can arrive where he is. And where is he? He's seated right at the right hand of God. Does that make sense? See, how's this work? First, you got to realize you're a sinner. And you got to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. You just got to love God. He loves you. And then we got to do the second thing. I'm serious about this. Hillview, I love you guys. Man, I'm glad. I am glad I don't have to fuss. Y'all love people. How many of y'all love people? Hillview, you've done a good job. You love weird people. Look around. Here's what I love about Hillview. Nobody hears the same. I love this about our church. We speak all kinds of languages here. We got all kinds of people here. We got people do all kinds of things here. It's an amazing place if you get to know people. We got people to do everything in Hillview. I mean, do all kinds of, they drive trucks, they wire houses, they do artwork, they do music, they do production. We got people on the road with rock and roll groups loving God. Yeah. Isn't that neat? Music industry, bankers. We got bankers here. What do y'all think about bankers that come to church? Bunch of Zacchaeuses. We even got people that work for the IRS that come here. We have accountants that come here. We even have lawyers that go to churches, doctors that go to churches. Now, this one, hold on to your seat. We even have a few politicians that go here that are saved. They're not just elected, they double elected. They were elected by God's grace, and they became electable to show the world God's grace. That makes sense? And we need to get Jesus in our lives. Love God with your heart, soul, mind, and body. First thing to do that is you got to receive what he said. And you got to believe who he is. Secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. How many of y'all realize that loving people is important? I'm going to tell y'all, some of y'all are going to be, your blood pressure is going to be relieved if you just start loving people. You say, well, Pastor Steve, you don't know my neighbors. They're awful. Well, guess what they're saying? You don't know my neighbors. They're awful. How many, I'm telling you the truth. How many of y'all need to love more? You really do. Just a wave, smile, a hi. I love messing with people up north. I love going to New York and talking to people on the street. Freaks them out. I'm go like, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? You guy, a funny guy. What do you need to do? I mean, how y'all doing? I had a group of preachers, they went to New York, and they said, listen, when we get up here in New York, you can't talk to everybody like you do because these people up here don't talk. You know what? It didn't take 2 minutes, and I was talking to everybody up there. You know why those people don't talk? Because nobody talks to them. Because they build a culture that says, I'm going to do my thing, and I'm not worried about your thing. That's not God's culture. You know what God says? I love you so much that I love somebody else. God, I love you so much that I'm going to love somebody else. Let me tell you how the world's going to change one person at a time. Right now, Hillview, I want to give you our focus. Our primary ministry is Bowling Green, Kentucky. Do y'all understand that? You know why? That's where we live. How many of y'all going to spend more time in the Bowling Green, Kentucky area than any other place this year? I mean, you're going to go to vacation every once in a while. I love people there. But I mean, primarily, you're going to be right here, South Central Kentucky. Now, sometimes you're going to venture off to foreign countries like Allen County, Glasgow. Some of y'all might even be brave enough to enter into Richardsville. please go with a Bible and a gun. All right? Now, be careful. No, here's what I'm saying. Watch. You know that. It's where you live. I just want you to love people where you live. I'm not asking you to go to Africa unless you're from Africa, because a lot of you can't even speak Swahili. They start throwing that Swahili on you, you'll be going, But you, how many of y'all can speak South Central Kentucky? How many of y'all can go to Richardsville and understand what they're saying? It's a little more difficult. How many of y'all can go to Scottsville and understand what they're saying? Absolutely, it's where we live. Tell people about Jesus where we live. Right now, we have over 95,000 people that are unchurched as we sit right here in worship. Now, I'm just going to tell you, if you don't have a heart for that, go find you another church. That's what this church is about. You know, J.D., I say that unapologetically. You know what I mean? I'm tired of my colleagues. Guess what they tell me all the time? Well, Pastor Harris, you need to understand there's more to it than evangelism. I said, where? Where? And then all these young pastors, they start, I said, just because you can't do it don't mean Jesus has changed his mind on it. Just because you're scared of the world doesn't mean that you get to rewrite the Bible to fit your feelings. Because here's what they all tell me. Well, I feel like, who cares? Well, I think, who cares? What did God say? Go ye therefore. Uh-oh. That's what he said. So the question's not how I feel about it. The question is, do I want to be obedient to it? See, I wish people would just get honest. We're a disobedient church. We could care less about others. We never share the gospel. And to make ourselves feel better, we have replaced sharing the gospel with over and over Bible study. We read the Bible over and over again and never practice any of it. Once again, how many of y'all going to try that trick? Reading a weight loss book does not help you lose weight. Not putting Snickers in your mouth does. You know what I'm saying? We got to share with people that Jesus Christ will forgive them, love them, no matter what they've done or where they've been. That is the truth. By the way, Hillview, if we're going to connect, heal, and develop, if we're really going to get in there with the world, Donna, guess what? You raise cattle, don't you? Is that a neat process or a messy process? It can get messy, can't it? So can church. We're going to welcome people where they are so they don't have to stay there. Y'all cool with that? We'll welcome you where you are so you what? Don't have to stay there. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It takes a few years. I got some buddies of mine that I love deeply, and I really do love them deeply. Guess what? I praise God. I've gotten to baptize several of my buddies throughout the years. Guess what, Brian? My old hard-headed buddies. Now, if it was just left up to us, we'd have all gone to hell. Because let me help you. There was a day we could all raise it. Think is what happened. Jesus Christ entered into our lives and he changed us. He didn't turn us into nerds. He turned us into followers. And we learned to love him more than we did ourselves or the moment or just the good time. And God did not take a good time away from me, but he added to all time his time. And guess what? Some of them have received Jesus. I still got a lot to go. So I start with my buddies. You know, y'all might want to start with girlfriends. You know what I mean? People you hang out with close. And just let God take it from there. Because guess what will happen? This county will be changed. This state will be changed. This nation will start to be changed. And this world will be changed by you just loving God and loving your neighbor. And a lot of times we want to have a big plan when we need to start with God's plan. And that's love him first, all out. Because you know what God knows? If you start loving him, you'll start loving somebody else. It works together. Amen. Mostly, the more I love God, guess what? The more I love my wife. The more I love my kids. The more I love my wife and kids, the better they get. How many of y'all noticed that? Husbands, y'all ought to try this week. Really love your wife. She'll look better at the end of the week. And it'll save you money. She don't have to buy as much makeup. She'll look better. She'll feel better. No, I'm not lying. Because you'll begin to see her as God has made her and not as you want her to be. Wives, in the same way, try this. Encourage your husband at least two times this week and watch what happens to him. Brag on him. See what happens to him. You go, what will that do to him? Women, we're motivated by one thing, ego. If you tell us we're great, we believe it every time. You rarely do hear a man, oh, no, not me. We go, you're right, baby. Don't ever forget that. I am the man. All right? True, Justin? If your wife, Hannah, if she brags on you, what do? Do you smile or do you put your head down? Smile. You smile when you turn around, you go, ah, yeah. You score that touchdown. Boom, baby. Yeah, that's life. Guess what? I want to love God because
Not because he loves me, but because he is love. And Jesus is in our lives, and now we just need to let him come out and touch those that are closest to us so that they might be healed and so that we might be better people than we really are. Is that a cool deal? Is everybody clear? All right, two things today. Ask God to renew your ability to love your neighbor. And number two, if you've never received Jesus Christ, today's the day to be saved. I can't think of a better day than the first Sunday of the new year to say, you know what? Instead of going to hell the rest of the year, boom, first Sunday of the year, I'm going to receive Jesus Christ and be saved. If you need to be saved, listen, here's what I want you to know. I'll just tell you what the Bible says. For God so loved the world. Y'all get that part? Y'all have seen this at a ball game before. For God so loved the world that whosoever, this is King James, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. You know what that means? If you receive Jesus Christ, you repent of your sins, you ask Jesus to come into your life, when you die, you won't die. Now some of you are going, well, Pastor Harris, what about all the people that don't do that? They die. Now, I don't know why that would concern any of you, because I have given you good news that you don't have to die. I don't know why you wouldn't sit here right here today and go, you know what? I'm going to be saved today. And I'm going to be so saved that after I get saved, I'm going to go home and I'm going to call my best friend and I'm going to tell him, hey, you don't have to die. And they'd go, what you been smoking? Honey, I ain't smoked anything, but I've received the grace of Jesus Christ into my life and he's totally changed me and I love you so much. I want you to be changed and 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 I want everybody around me to be changed. And guess what will happen to them? Y'all got my track right now. You say, well, what will happen, Ayers, if that happened? I bet we'd elect different people if people followed Jesus real fervently. Huh? I'm looking at the change agents in this room. But here's our problem. We haven't been willing to be a light unto the hill. In fact, we've been more like a nightlight than a bright light. In fact, we'd rather sit in a room and turn on the light and discuss the light than go show the light to the what? World. We'd rather argue about how many watts it is. Or if it's one of them curly cues or a straight out real light bulb that actually puts out light. We'd rather argue. But God said, don't let your light be what? Hidden. Show it. So I'm asking you to guess what? Show it. Show the love of Jesus. Let's stand together. There are going to be some people get saved today. I'm glad God wants to save you. Jesus Christ was born, died, and risen so that you could live. So I'm just going to pray right now. And listen, we're going to freak people out because we're getting out a little bit early. So hang on. So you got plenty of time to get saved. Let's ask God to move in our lives right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these beautiful people. I thank you for those that you're going to save. And not just right now, all service long, you've been calling out to them. You've been asking them to come into your life. You've been asking them to save. Really, Lord, you've spent several weeks, years on some people letting them know that you love them. If that's you, receive him today. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know I've sinned against you and I want to be saved. Just tell God. Just tell God. Tell God you want to be saved. Tell him you want to be changed. Tell Jesus you know he's real and ask him to come into your life. Now, if you're doing that, we want you to come forward, not to be saved, but that we can celebrate God's salvation in your life. The next step after salvation is baptism. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you've never been baptized, and God's been pulling on your heart, especially if every time I say it, you feel something, boom, 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 guess what? God's probably telling you this. Let me clue you into that. He's probably saying, you need to be obedient to baptism. You get obedient to baptism, you'll be amazed at how much makes sense after you come out of that water. There's no magic in the water. There's no magic in the water, but there sure is activation when you get obedient. You wouldn't be amazed how many people in this church, their finances straightened up when they got obedient to tithing. You'd be amazed at how many people come to me amazed when they do what the Bible says, everything starts happening in their lives. Wow, God wants to save us. He wants to bless us. He wants to bring us to life. This altar's open, guys. Listen, don't stand there today. Be saved. And you're going to look at me and say, Pastor Steve, I need to think about it. What do you need to think about? Without Jesus, you go to hell. With Jesus, you go to heaven. Thought. What do you think he'll save me? No, you're an exception out of billions of people that he's created in the world. You are so special, you're an exemption. You ain't that special. For all have sinned, not some have sinned. All need Jesus, not some need Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray that you receive him. And I pray today that you get obedient. I pray that you come today and you say, you know what, Lord? I want to tell people about you. I want to live. I want to love. I want to welcome my neighbors. If you feel like you're worthless, I hope you come today and kneel on this altar and let an almighty God touch you and encourage you for a new year. Let's let God have his way. Lord Jesus, it's your altar. Bring the people, Lord. Lord, bring those that need to be saved. Don't let them be shy today or bashful. Let them come to this altar. Lord, I pray for those that need to be healed, that they'd be healed. I pray that there would be encouragement in this atmosphere. And I pray, Lord, that you would just bring your strength into us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Church, I got good news. This altar's open. And as you come forward today, man, just let God bless you. I'd love to talk to you about baptism. Pastor Jamie's on the other side of the altar. He'd love to talk to you about baptism. If you need to pray for healing, your family, whatever, your business, come and let's let God just have a moment at the altar with us. In the name of Jesus, the altar is open. Come on, church. Come on, church.